From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, March 20th. Coming up, we'll learn about the art, culture, and entertainment coming to Central Illinois this weekend. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker wants Illinoisans to participate in mass activism to let Congress know they oppose the Trump administration's cuts to food and agriculture programs. The governor spoke at a panel in Urbana yesterday. With Democrats in the minority in Washington, Pritzker says people need to show they're against the Trump administration's cuts, including those that hurt services that help people get enough to eat.
When fresh food isn't getting to pantries and people aren't able to survive because they are food insecure and now more so, that matters. It matters. And having those voices heard matters.
Pritzker visited the Solo Gratia farm in Urbana. The small church-sponsored farm could lose federal grant money that helps it donate fresh vegetables to food pantries and soup kitchens. It was his first stop in a statewide tour that's meant to show the impact of the president's policies in Illinois. And Governor J.B. Pritzker says he isn't sure who to blame for the end of the ceasefire in Gaza. IPM's May Antar has more.
Pritzker's comments came after he visited an agriculture roundtable in Urbana. The governor said Illinois has no direct influence over foreign policy, but he's continuing to advocate for the return of Israeli hostages and protections for Palestinians in Gaza, though he thinks those negotiations have gotten worse since President Trump took office.
If people didn't think that Biden was doing enough, even though Biden was trying very hard to find a peaceful path, this administration has no interest in a peaceful path.
More than 400 Palestinians have been killed since Israel ended the ceasefire and launched airstrikes, demanding all remaining hostages be released. Governor J.B. Pritzker says that his greatest concern is seeing the world back in an untenable situation. May Antar, IPM News.
The Champaign-Urbana Design Organization will host its 11th annual board game competition this weekend. IPM Student Newsroom's Ayoishi Basu reports.
Kudo Plays is what board member Andrew Stengley likes to call a board game design community that runs a competition. The group provides workshops for all ages of board game creation. This includes developing ideas, testing through gameplay, rule writing, and even getting games published. Stengley says most people come to board games because they're analog.
People have been burned out on online video game multiplayer, so they're like, I'd like to be somewhere with somebody else. And that's part of the appeal of board games.
At this year's exhibition, 13 games will be showcased and available for attendees to play. I'm Ayoishi Basu, IPM News.
The free event will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 22nd, at the Independent Media Center in Urbana. A measure to regulate homeschooling in Illinois continued gaining significant opposition yesterday. Alex Degman reports.
The Capitol was sweltering. People packed the hallways, but they weren't chanting or shouting. Instead, the sound of hundreds of smartphone speakers filled the air. Their owners, listening to a committee hearing from inside an at-capacity room they were shut out of. Elizabeth Willey of Springfield is one of nearly 50,000 people who filed an opposition slip.
This bill has so many things in it, and it is extremely vague in what they worded.
It requires homeschool parents to work with the state on things like curriculum, attendance, and vaccinations. Supporters say it'll crack down on neglectful parents and could save lives, but opponents say it's government overreach. The measure passed out of committee and now heads to the full floor. I'm Alex Degman.
Still to come, we'll learn about the art, culture, and entertainment coming to the Central Illinois area this weekend. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, a chance of flurries this morning, otherwise partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 43 degrees. A northwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 28 degrees. A northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 60 degrees. A southwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 36 degrees. West wind 15 miles per hour. And for Saturday, sunny with a high of 55 degrees. And a northwest wind 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, how Illinois became the 21st state. We'll talk with the author of a book that looks at the persuasion and power that went into statehood and how today we're still living with the consequences of decisions made more than 200 years ago. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, March 20th, the history of American pies, and Illinois is well represented. This is at the Champaign Public Library in Champaign, starting at 7 p.m. This is a talk all about Illinois' role in one of America's favorite desserts, pie, which, Adeline, last week I learned that apple pie is your favorite pie.
Yes, it is.
And Adeline, did you know over 90% of canned pumpkin is grown in Illinois?
I did not know that. I thought our thing was corn.
Yeah, there we have a lot of things. A pumpkin is one of them.
Very interesting.
This event is with the Champaign County History Museum and supported by the Illinois Humanities through the Rhodes Scholars Speakers Bureau. You can learn about the history of American pies and Illinois' role at 7 p.m. at the Champaign Public Library on Thursday.
And that same evening at 7 p.m., a Mad Dream listening party with Rachel Wilson at the Gallery Art Bar in Urbana.
Wake up from a mad dream. Wish there were three of me.
This is an immersive listening experience to Rachel Wilson's debut EP, Mad Dream. And there's also live performances from Girl Grey and Neon Gravel. Again, that is a Mad Dream listening party at Gallery Art Bar in Urbana.
On Friday, March 21st, All Nighter is performing at Boomerangs in Urbana starting at 7 p.m. They are a high-energy band playing a variety of music across multiple genres and decades.
And that same evening, Birds of a Feather at Rose Bowl Tavern in Urbana. Their performance is starting at 8:30 p.m. and they are a Phish tribute band. They will perform music of Phish and Allman Brothers.
Birds of a Feather, I'm talking outside.
Again, that is Birds of a Feather at Rosewell Tavern in Urbana.
On Saturday, March 22nd, Kudo Plays Season 11 Grand Exhibition is at the Independent Media Center in Urbana. It kicks off at 1 p.m., but there are things throughout the day. This is a free showcase with locally created board games and card games. People have been working for a very long time to create these games, and this is the final part of a competition where people can come and play them. There will be games for all ages, skill levels, and there are prizes as well. Kudo Plays Grand Exhibition at IMC starts at 1 p.m. on Saturday, March 22nd.
And then that evening at 7:30 p.m., the Danville Symphony Orchestra presents Beethoven and the Blues at the Dick Van Dyke Auditorium. Maestro Matthew Shepard will lead the DSO in a classical program with a hint of blues. They will perform Beethoven's Symphony No. 7 and Jesse Montgomery's Starburst. They will also feature Corky Siegel, a harmonica virtuoso and composer, who will perform Symphonic Blues No. 6. You can find out more information at danvillesymphony.org. On Sunday, March 23rd, secret test screening at the movie theater in Savoy from 4 to 6:15 p.m. This is a music documentary about a Chicago-area folk rock musician. The director wants your input about the film. You can watch the film and then talk with the director for free. And this is also presented by the Champana Film Festival. Again, that is secret test screening at the movie theater in Savoy from 4 to 6:15 p.m.
For more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, May Antar, Aoi Shibasu, Alex Stegman, Kimberly Schofield, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.